The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. April is National Poetry Month, and if it isn't April now, it's going to be April someday, so you better get ready. I'm working on a sestina. For sestina, say six. A sestina is a puzzle of a poem built around six words that repeat six times in blocks of six lines according to a six-way pattern. Then it's capped off with the six words trundled tightly into three lines. Type the word sestina into a search engine and it will beam up all the regs and rules. I used a psycho-random technique to select my six words, jotting down the first interesting word I spotted in each of the six previous days of my journal. Gobble, season, pulse, planet, nucleus, answer. I copied them out six times, according to the rules of the pattern, and doggedly herded syllables, images, and short speeches into the empty places, thinking, write something terrible and you'll have plenty to tinker with. It was so terrible, I quit in the middle of the third stanza. Maybe I should have had more of an idea to start with. Maybe I needed better words, like fence instead of planet. Maybe I should check out some examples. In an oft-cited sestina entitled Sestina, Elizabeth Bishop uses the words house, grandmother, child, stove, almanac, tears. The resulting sestina is astonishingly beautiful. Here are some lines from the middle to give you an idea. The iron kettle sings on the stove. She cuts some bread and says to the child, it's time for tea now. But the child is watching the tea kettle's small, hard tears dance like mad on the hot black stove, the way the rain must dance on the house. Tidying up, the grandmother hangs up the clever almanac on its string. Bird-like, the almanac hovers half open above the child, hovers above the old grandmother and her cup full of dark brown tears. That's a sample from Sestina by Elizabeth Bishop. A couple weeks later, I tinkered with my sestina some more. Now it's got pulsing gullets of gobbledy geese, orange beaks reaching to gobble falling hail. I might give it rich gobbled minerals, water, atmosphere, a split nucleus, and the dark denied march of the penultimate season. It might even get an idea, a planet, whose whirl and what matter a nucleus binds to a grammar called answers. I could finish this sestina for National Poetry Month, but I'm not sure what year. I think sestinas call for sestina parties. Divvy up the work, multiply the imagination. People did stuff like that before they had Netflix, and you can try it at home, too. Just download a sestina party handout from authornancycasey.com. It explains the patterns and gives directions for organizing 6 to 36 people to write a sestina over the course of an evening. Send me your original sestinas. I'd like to read some on the air. To do that, go to authornancycasey.com and type your sestina in as a comment to the post called Sestina et Cetera. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.